Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Oh, shit. Out, man. I'm in the hotel. Blizzard. I think it's gone. It didn't do much. I don't know what happened in New York. This is my blizzard coverage. Stormwatch. I'm gonna see if I can get Ian on. He's my man. I didn't tell him I was gonna call. Let me see if I can get him. You know, like, just call him and surprise him, and then he's on the show. Because I am kind of curious if, you know, maybe it's a big deal in New York. Maybe maybe something bad happened there, which I hope it didn't, because I would want to go home tomorrow. I'm supposed to go home tomorrow. Let me see. But this is my main concern right now. It's ringing. Here we go.
Hello?
Ian.
Yeah.
You're on the program here.
Awesome.
I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm doing my blizzard coverage, but nothing happened here. Is there a blizzard in New York?
I'm in Portland. My airline flew out on that Wednesday.
Oh, wow. So we're not getting blizzard coverage, but we are getting closure on this story. Okay, that's good.
It's full circle. So
yeah.
I flew out here last Wednesday, and then I was supposed to return on Monday, cancel my flight. This is American Airlines. Until Thursday, because of the fear of a blizzard. 3-day cancellation.
Uh-huh.
In preparation that they might cancel. So.
Good thinking.
So I'm in Portland still.
Okay.
Trying to find somewhere to get coffee.
Dude, it's like 7 in the morning then, right?
It's so early. It's 7 a.m.
Oh, wow. So you're just getting up.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting up, but we're in two different sides of the country. Well, I don't know what happened in New York, but nothing happened here, which is good because.
Blizzard in DC even?
No, it's like there's less than an inch on the ground. It's covered. Like, I just looked out the window of my hotel, which is like an alley out back, and it's like that ground is covered, but not like more than like an inch. And if there was anybody walking, if there's any traffic back there, it'd be nothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the deal in New York is, because, you know, if they did these airlines did this mass cancellation, and there was like 1,500 flights just canceled.
Yeah.
Abruptly. They're not going to be able to just reinstate it. If they canceled it.
Yeah, that's canceled. I know they shut down the above ground subways in New York yesterday, late last, or like at 3 in the morning. But I don't know. I guess I'll check on. How's your trip in Portland going?
It's great. I mean, it's fun to see ex-wife friend Andrea.
Yeah.
She's good.
Oh, good.
It's a small town. It feels just like a quaint little place, and there's just this like it's good though. It's good. Everybody dresses like in the lumberjacks. That thing's really alive and well. Or they work for like Nike, and they look very like spandex athletic. Nike, but those two don't seem to mix.
Adidas is there too, isn't it?
Yeah, Adidas.
My brother used to work at Adidas, but he didn't live there, but he'd have to go visit there, and then he would get me, like, some really cheap-ass, like, Adidas, like, with the store discount, and it was, like, it was the best, but then he stopped working there.
What did he do at Adidas?
He worked on their website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back when I was a thing, I just heard this morning, talking to Andrew, there, Adobe, who makes all those things, are figuring out that how to automate the website. So that's over with.
Oh,
there's no more.
That's
somehow, I don't know how that works.
Adobe's gonna
just gonna be able to make dope websites.
Yeah, that's coming. Adobe's gonna put everybody out of business. Well, put my brother out of business.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that, but I haven't had coffee yet. Let me see about that thing.
Yeah.
You did like a Chris Laker website for this podcast. Like, what would you just type what you do and do it, and then would just make you a website? I mean, or, I don't know. Like,
well, that's I use Squarespace, and that's pretty easy, but that's not like a whole thing, like a whole, you know. They're not sponsoring
me.
Like,
how can even get more automated than that?
Because they need, like, all sorts of special, like, order. Like, he does, like, all the ordering stuff, you know? Like, it's kind of, like, needs to be custom built. So, I don't know. But I can imagine every job, you know, the podcaster, there'll be robot podcasters. You know?
It's going to be so topical. It's the right amount.
It'll, yeah.
How much.
They'll know, yeah, it'll be they'll be able to set up like a robot Marc Maron to interview like a robot dead Robin Williams. You know?
That's a, yeah. Because you talk about it's like how Tom Cruise will be in movies forever now, because there's enough like,
sure.
footage of him that you can. Compile of Tom Cruise for your next movie.
Oh, thank God. Who wants Tom Cruise to go away? I don't. Bring
you
me back.
Ever deal with withdrawal.
Bring me back old, the firm Tom Cruise. That Tom Cruise, unstoppable.
And whatever we get now, like the later life Tom Cruise, because that's gonna be that's a weird thing about the human experience. Watching these movies start. You know, like a fat Jackie Gleason in The Color Purple. Like, that's a big, like, I remember being like, I don't even know who that is. You know, that.
Or like.
Oh, not Color Purple. What am I thinking? Color of Money.
Color of Money. Yeah, he was Color Purple. Color of Money. Or like, old, like really old Paul Newman. He's going to be like old Paul Newman. Like, he'll still be kind of, like,
yeah,
he'll still be kind of cool, but he's going to, I mean, he's already old, but he looks young. What is he? He's, like, in his 50s, you know, like, which, like, yeah, it's pretty insane. He, Scientology does wonders for people, man. He looks fantastic.
Right. The clay from the play table.
I think.
But I got it all mixed up because it was. Jackie Gleason was in the original movie where Paul Newman was the kid. Then when Martin Scorsese remade it in The Color of Money,
right?
It was his turn to play the old guy.
I never, yeah.
Was Jackie Gleason was in The Color of Purple, which is the Alice Walker movie, that the story that Steven Spielberg converted about played.
Yeah.
Which is sort of the funny sort of mistake that an early morning podcast will set up the table for.
Exactly. That's pretty good. All right, man. I'm gonna
long walk for a bologna sandwich.
I'm glad you weren't in New York, because otherwise we'd just be talking about snow. But I'm gonna hang up and finish the show and then get the, because I want to get some coffee too.
friend.
All right, talk to you when you get back to New York. See you, man. All right, so there we go. No news of the storm, but I guess if you're in New York, you know. I want to know, but I could find out later. If you're in New York, you already know. And a bunch of you are not even in New York or even in America. I'm not a bunch of you, but I know there's Canadians got Rob from Brighton is over there in England on the beach. And he's not the only one in England. There's some other people over there in England. And then got my new friend over in Australia, Harrison. And, you know, there's a bunch of, I don't think anybody's in New York that's been listening to this show. And to my knowledge, if you are in New York, let me know. So at the DC Improv tonight, I was worried about the blizzard. I was worried the blizzard was going to hit here, and they were going to like not have a show tonight because, you know, like you can't like force your like staff to show up to work in a blizzard. It's like you get sued. And then I was worried about getting home, but the show will happen tonight, DC Improv. I don't know if it is sold out, but it might be. Probably is. I don't know. But if you live in DC, try to get over there, because maybe there'll be some people that decided to like cancel because of the snow. And then I can meet you there. That'd be fun. I am curious about the snow, but let me see. Let me see if I could find out. Oh, did somebody text me? Oh, Jacqueline. Jacqueline went down. Hold on, let me text her back. Yes. Period. I'm recording now. Okay. She texted me, "You up?" Maybe that was a sex text. A morning sex, you know, that, well, you know, you up. That's, she wouldn't text me for that. She has a key to the room. So let me check what's going on with the blizzard in New York. I guess I'll just Google New York blizzard. New York blizzard. Let's Google. We'll do that. And news. What do we got? Downgraded for snow forecast. Downgraded for New York City. Now we're talking. You know, everybody. People get mad when the snowstorm doesn't come, but this is the best case scenario, right? When they say it's coming, cause this is great. I feel happy for the kids that get the school closed they can go to the movies. You can go do whatever now. It sounds like, I don't know what, but it sounds like everything's A-okay in New York City, which is good. And if it's bad someplace else, I'm sorry, but I can't check everywhere right now. And I didn't even really check New York. I just saw a headline and I said, okay. But because whenever I feel like when there's storms coming, whether it's a hurricane or a blizzard, I see a lot of internet people saying, it's nothing. It's not going to be anything. Because they just always think that it's a lie. And they can't envision like a bad storm. And then there is one, you know, or it's just not bad where they are. Because it's like, it's not bad here. It doesn't mean it didn't the blizzard, there wasn't a blizzard somewhere in America that was bad, or on the East Coast. And like when Sandy hit, what was that, 4 years ago? My neighborhood, nothing. It was like nothing. It really wasn't bad. But, you know, there's some places that really got, you know, hurt pretty bad. Where I used to live in Staten Island, got really messed up, you know. And New Jersey, too. But, see, if this didn't hurt anybody, that's perfect. Because then schools got closed. And everybody got to, like, you know, there's probably some people didn't even go to work. Like, oh, I'm not going to go to work. I'm going to work from home tomorrow. I'm just going to take everything and plan to work from home tomorrow. And then you can just, or whatever it is, you know, preemptive cancelings. And then, you know, life slows down a little bit, but you don't have the, you got all that blizzard food already. You know, you stocked up on the food and you have it. You can still eat it. You know, you can still hang out at home. I think that's why people get mad. It's not that they anticipated a day of being trapped eating the food and watching the TV, which is, you can do that anyway. That's what I would do. But I don't have a blizzard food stash, because people do that in it's like in DC, I can walk down the street and get food. I'm not going to need blizzard food, no matter. I mean, it's going to have to be pretty bad. But I didn't even think about it. I should have got blizzard food, because then right now I'd be, as soon as this podcast is over, I'd just turn on the TV. And hotel TV sucks, though, because there's no, I was in one hotel that had Netflix. I was like, why have we not been doing this? And I have been calling for every hotel to have Netflix for a long time. And I've only seen one so far. I don't understand why every hotel doesn't do it. I don't want to flip the channels like a psycho.
Crazy.
Fucking bullshit. That was an interesting conversation with Ian, my friend Ian, who finally went to go visit his ex-wife friend in Portland. I've never been to Portland. I'm not friends with my ex-wife. It's interesting. Interesting thought to be like such a good, not just friendly, go to visit. That's really good. I got to be more like that. I don't think that's not going to happen with my ex-wife now. And I don't think I'm going to have another ex-wife. I think, well, if I broke up with Jacqueline, or she broke up with me, let's be honest, I'm not breaking up with her. If she broke up with me, she would be kind of the equivalent of an ex-wife, really. I'm with her longer than I was with my ex-wife. And I think maybe we could be friends. But that's because nothing bad happened and we're not breaking up. I don't know. Man. If she broke up with me, it'd be pretty. This podcast would get sad. Because it's weird how somebody just, you know, you get into a relationship with that person. Kind of, I would say, like, the relationship that was, like, post my ex-wife. But even my ex-wife, because this relationship, like, that's like, I've never spent this much time with a person ever. Like, it's constant. And we have a great time. But it's like, if that's the, you know, this is me being negative, I guess, because I'm like, but then if it goes away, what are you going to do? I don't know. Probably find another person. I think that's the thing. Like, no, I'm not saying she's not special. I'm saying I don't know if I'm special. I think, you know what I mean? That like that idea, like love is like this one. It's like you can go find somebody. Like you can, I don't know. She is special. I don't think I would find somebody I would. It'd be hard for me to find somebody I would be able to spend this much time with. I'll say that. I never had a relationship like that where I could spend this much. And, like, it's fun still. It's pretty crazy. Not to get all mushy on you motherfuckers, but I get so negative, just, like, complaining about shit, yelling about stuff. I'm like, why don't I? Well, I just kind of drifted into it, thinking about Ian being such good friends with his ex-wife, who's great. His ex-wife is fantastic. I really like her a lot. And I'm not even friends with her because he divorced her. Well, no, that's not true. I ran into her in her bar. When she was still living in Brooklyn, I ran into her in a bar and we talked for a while and we were quite friendly. I would say she's a friend. You're my friend Ian's ex-wife if you're listening out there in Portland. You're A-okay. She's a cool chick. She knows fucking Axl Rose. How dope is that? She did like artwork for their Chinese Democracy, which is badass artwork. I don't care what you think of the album. There's some good songs on that album. Give it a chance. Or you don't have to. I mean, Jesus Christ, the album's like 5 years old now. All right. I am getting the fuck out of here. I gotta get some coffee. I gotta do some writing. But I will see you all tomorrow. That sounds like fun. Okay, we love you.